Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
All right, let's talk about Wagyu. It's never too early to talk about one of my favorite topics in the world. And we're going to get behind the scenes of Yakiniku Plaza by S Foods. They're the largest purveyor, number one supplier of farm-to-table Wagyu Kobe beef, and the sole distributor of Hokkaido pork in Singapore. They're launching their first ever B2C e-commerce platform called yakinikuplaza.com.sg. We're going to find out more with the man behind it. Mr. Yoshida Motomo is director of S Foods Singapore, and he heads the efforts of S Foods as a supplier of Wagyu and Kobe to Singapore restaurants. Here to tell us more about, well, the B2C e-commerce platform and what you can take from it. Mr. Yoshida, welcome to Influence. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
Good to talk to you. Great. I'm doing really great. I love Wagyu beef. I wonder if you can share a little bit more about your platform and why you've decided to go B2C.
Well, it was launched officially this year, May, after circuit breaker was executed by the central government of Singapore. And initially, I was not confident on that project. That was speculatively decided on my own. Even majority of our headquarters board member in Japan was quite passive, rather skeptical in that supplementary plan, because most of meat packers in Japan used to deal with in a very conservative marketing strategy. What they intensively focus on too was only retailers in Japan. And those retailers, which were doing very well in the very standardized market chain reactions after the circuit breaker was so-called executed by Singapore government, eventually, against my expectations, we now very much depend on this Facebook live show for, I can say, 15% of sales income segment. And said segment is, in fact, supplementing major loss of our sales turnover amount based on the usual months before COVID-19. Meanwhile, its monthly sales turnover hits right now over 170K for June. And the July is expected for more than 200,000 amount.
That's terrific. It's always great when, you know, your skepticism is challenged by figures like that, right? So you mentioned Facebook Live. Can you tell us a little bit about this Facebook Live show and how that links up with what you offer? You basically directly import from 15 different prefectures in Japan. You offer authentic Japanese Wagyu beef. What are you doing with this Facebook Live show that seems to have the Wagyu really flying off the shelves?
I was also researching over the market in Singapore. I was thinking, the fact is that the B2C, simply a so-called farm-to-table, should be something very unique throughout the history of meat wholesalers in Singapore. I think no one challenged. And although everyone says that they know it, and that's very common in Singapore also, nothing special. Well, I guess probably it may not be well saturated into Singapore market as a de facto system in terms of fresh meat marketing. I think I have many ideas to come up with this Facebook Live show. And now my idea is really adapting into the needs.
So it's people watch the meat being cooked and then they can order live? Is that how it works?
Yeah, okay. That is part of my curiosity. I was as I told you, I was quite skeptical on this plant.
Right.
However, after I started this live show, I realized that many people only go for the very basic popular cuts. That is a sirloin and tenderloin, also ribeye only. But actually, we Japanese enjoy every cut of cattle, the Wagyu cattle. So even the shank, even the, as you know, that the organs, I mean the offals, also actually very tasty, but it's subject to the cookery recipes.
Right. So this is about educating the consumer in terms of what
That's
you can
right.
do with other cuts of meat on your Facebook Live show, by the way. And when is this show happening? I'd like to tune in.
I think every Friday from the next month. This month is next Monday.
All right.
8 p.m.
Fantastic. So I understand you have a background in engineering. What did it take to earn the title of Wagyu Master?
Oh, well, I've been working in Singapore for more than 30 years. And my career was started from the microelectronics power management engineering. So I was a designer. I was also doing the patterning of circuit to maintain the voltage lower and the stable. And after that, my safety net in the society in Japan was no longer available because I used to live in Singapore for 30 years. And I can't go back to Japan to change the job, to look for the job. So I decided to go for something very unique market. That was a Wagyu business.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, how do you gain the title of Wagyu Master? Is there examinations or internships or, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, I went back to Japan, repatriated to Japan to stay for the 1 year for training. And, of course, I visited many farms, which was operated by our company,
Esfus.
And I learned and I acquired this title, Wagyu Master.
Really fascinating.
So now I apply this knowledge and meat science knowledge into the market, and I want to also get these nations to discover the attraction, more attraction of Wagyu.
Yeah, could you help our listeners out? What do we need to understand about Wagyu, the aging process, why some cuts and meats are more expensive in terms of grade than others? What would you like to share with our listeners about Wagyu?
You're asking about the aged beef, right?
Yep.
Okay. So the aging is very simply, it's to get the byproducts after the process of aging, right? The meat become very tender due to the, scientific changes.
Right.
After the maybe 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, it gets more tender. But at the same time, there is the activity of the bacteria inside the meat, and it will produce the enzyme. And this enzyme will also transform into the another enzyme again and again. So finally, the taste become better because of the inosinic acid.
This inside. Is the yakiniku Hokkaido pork that you're talking about in the seven-day aging process.
Exactly.
Makes it really juicy. Oh my goodness, this is wonderful. Well, thank you so much and great to hear about your platform and very inspiring to hear about your career change as well. Mr. Yoshida, thank you for joining us in Influence.
Thank you very much.
Is Mr. Yoshida Motomo, the director of Esfood Singapore, telling us a little bit more about their B2C e-commerce platform. And if you'd like to head there yourself and check it out, the address is yakinikuplaza.com.sg. Yakiniku Plaza by Esfoods is the largest purveyor, number one supplier of farm-to-table Wagyu Kobe beef and the sole distributor of Hokkaido pork in Singapore.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.